Hey, happy holidays or whatever you celebrate, you heathens. It's me, Josh O'Brien, your guide, the creator, the inventor, the person who's putting this civilianization podcast together. And unfortunately, it cut out an hour into recording with Jonathan Ralph, who's my guest. The other day, I got a Facebook message saying, hey, what are you doing on Tuesday? And I said, nothing. What's up? Can you come down and frock me, which means pin on the next rank? And I was humbled and flattered. Of course I'm going to go down. Jonathan Ralph's a good guy. Now I'm proud to call him my friend. And I think it's great that he's attached with SEAL Team 5 with some other friends. Derek Patterson, who is my la yin to my yang when we were in Okinawa, my last deployment, is with him. And it's really good to see like familiar faces I haven't seen in years. You know, our hair is a little bit grayer, but our hearts are still with good intentions, and that is amazing. And I also want to say, if I don't care what it is you did or do, if there's somebody that had an impact on you, let them know, please. Like, it's the holidays, reach out to an old friend. This might actually be the tipping point to like help them out, just to let them know that, hey man, you know, you helped me out. Whether it's like, I don't know, I got to get a hold of Chief Esnan. He was very impactful on me when I was young, and I definitely want to have him on the podcast sometime, because he's one of those folks that I have not had on here yet. Just as an example, I'm sure he doesn't listen to the podcast, but anyways, I just want to say thanks to him. He's a very impactful leader when I was young, and I will reach out and I will tell him that. And I hope that you guys and gals do the same thing too. Something was impactful for you, especially this time of year, man. Some people are really in the dumps, and it sucks, but it's part of life. And so is death. And unfortunately, we've lost some good people here recently. And, you know, that's for another time and another podcast. This is just the intro, and I don't want to bring it down, because he already lost the first hour of this show anyway. But it's fine. If you guys are interested in what it was like to be on a base in the middle of nowhere during Corona, that's where we pick up with this podcast. And we're definitely going to do this podcast again. So, without further ado, Jonathan Ralph. All right, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know exactly where we left off. I know we were in the midst of Romania.
Yes.
And so we're going to pick back up, because the fucking batteries died on me. We're going to pick back up in the midst of COVID. So COVID hits fucking Romania.
Initially, we got locked down on base for 6 months. And then because COVID just kept changing and people didn't know what was going on, they just kept us there.
Yeah.
for whatever reason, like whether that be at the level of like Italy, probably in Naples or DC or whatever, like somehow it felt like Romania fell through the cracks.
Yeah.
And we were locked down on our base. Which at the same time too, like you got to look at it a little bit different, because all the AOs around like Italy, Spain, Greece, these people can live outside of base. In Romania, you don't. You live on base, period. Right. So, like, they had restrictions to their base, too. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you can't tell everybody to live on base, because you just can't sustain that
right. In
those areas. But in Romania, everybody does live on base. So, you know, all the local nationals were doing their life and relatively normal for whatever the COVID rules were outside. But for whatever reason, like 6 months later, we finally got out. So it was basically like being on a deployment again on a FOB.
Yeah.
And once we got out, like, I think we still had to be back by, I think it was like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night.
Was there like a lot of, cause you guys were overseas, was there like a lot of mental health issues, like with, people being locked down on base, man. Or?
Yeah. It was, and you make the best out of bad situations. I would say specifically with that base, this is it's kind of like a Bahrain. in the sense that if you know about the MA community, Master at Arm community, Bahrain is kind of like one of their first big places that they go to kind of get into the swing of things with MAing. Romania's, if Bahrain was varsity, Romania would be JV. Okay. And not to say that like one's better than the other, but it's a smaller version of Bahrain. so you have brand new young bucks that are like E1 to E3s that are, you know, 22 years old, never been away from home. And now you're restricted to a tiny little place that's the size of a fob.
Yeah, that's kind of like when they take away all the alcohol in Okinawa. When shit like that happens, people are stuck on the base. You're not able to leave because, you know, bad shit happens.
And they didn't take away alcohol, which, I mean, maybe that was good or bad. I don't know. I think it was fine. Nobody, as much as like that probably would have been a good thing to a certain extent, nobody did any air eyes.
I messed up on what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is like when there's like a lot of alcohol related instances in like in Okinawa, people are restricted to the base.
I see what you're saying.
So you can't leave the base at all. You know what I mean? They do take away the alcohol then too, but it's like you can't leave the base. And that's when it becomes a big fucking problem because people are like, oh my God, I'm stuck here. And then they start going crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, in that aspect, it kind of was like that. So they restricted the base. They closed. We technically have two gyms, but we really, we have two gyms on base. They closed those down. They made galley hours specific for different groups. They made laundry hours specific for different groups. You could only go to work and then your room. You couldn't have other people in your room. If you were outside, you had to wear a mask. Like it was the perfect storm of, we don't know what's going on 100% with COVID. So we're really going high, you know, we're going high, right? That whole type of thing. And for people that were a little bit older or have like been a couple of years in and been on like deployments, whatever, like shit will pass. This is just life. This is the moment you have to live in. But for a 22 or 23 year old that's never experienced it, like this is their life. This is all they know. So they're definitely, as I'm sure, not just even in our base or AO, like probably across the entire freaking world, like mental health was just such a huge thing. And I mean, the base handled it. I would say they handled it okay. Like they didn't handle it in particularly bad, but you know, what do you do when this like shit sandwich of a thing just comes up and, you know, you make the best out of the bad situation. So
that's all you can do, man.
Yeah.
And that's how you got, is that in the middle of that? It's when you picked orders to come back to NSW.
Yeah. So, that was probably one of the saving graces about the time frame that it did happen. Because you pick your orders a year out before you leave, or that's when you start looking. And so I transferred to Logsu back here in April. So basically within a month of COVID happening in Romania, I was looking at orders. So at least I could like, I had a tangible thing to project out to, or at the moment, like intangible. But I knew eventually like, hey, I'm going to go somewhere else. So I'm looking at orders. And honestly, at that point, like I just wanted to go anywhere else that was Romania just because of COVID and like we couldn't do anything.
That has been a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Man, it was, but I will say at the end things did start to open. Like it fluctuates back and forth and it's still that way in Romania, unfortunately, where the numbers just dictate that like they're going to close it. They're going to open it. They're going to close it. But Me and a UT1 named Lucas McCon, fucking great dude, solid dude. We found a loophole, if you will. It was a loophole because we weren't part of Romania as far as command. We were part of Public Works, which is based out of Italy. So
nice.
With them, we went off their rules, so we were able to take 2 weeks of leave. And we ended up going to, it's called Brasov, which is where like Dracula's castle is.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The whole Transylvania thing.
I was actually, remember like pre-COVID, we were talking about coming to visit, dude. I was I was going to come visit you guys because you and JT were talking about how awesome it was and all that other shit. And I'm like, oh, I'll fucking come visit. And you took orders and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And then that didn't quite happen.
Yeah. You
know, but
so we ended up like spending 2 weeks out traveling, which we loved it. We got a little static from the base because, and it's understandable, like the MAs were one undermanned at the time. so they couldn't go on leave. Also with the base like going on and off restriction, that made it an issue. So it was like, why are these kids over there at Public Works able to do it, but we're not able to do it?
Yeah.
So there was a little animosity there, but at the same time it was at the end. So it's like, I'm out of here. Like, I'm not throwing stones, but like, you know,
yeah. No, like, it is what it is, dude. You like,
yeah,
fuck it. You know, like, yeah, you don't throw rocks in a glass house, as they say. I fucking play golf.
Yeah. Like, hey,
time to go.
Hey,
bitches.
If you could take advantage of the situation, like we all know you guys would too. So that happened. Thankfully the way that LogSU is, like, they're always trying to get people here, which is great. So there was like maybe like 4 or 5 orders open for it. I put in for every single fucking one.
Okay. So like the, like LogSU, you guys are always looking for CBs to come come down here, huh?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, well, I actually got a few buddies there at the LogSU on the East Coast, you know what I mean? So,
and there was a couple on the East Coast. Like, I think I put in for that too. I put California's a higher priority. And,
yeah.
But yeah, there's that. And then also they have DevGrew Development Group, which that one you have to try out for, SEAL Team 6. But, you know, that's like, that's always an option too. And that's supposed to be a pretty good command climate too. Cause again, big boy rules.
Well, that's like real good. Also been on here at Ben McLaughlin. He was part of Dev Group, part of SEAL Team 6. And then like he got his third DUI and they threw him out of the fucking Navy, you know, because, you know, it's like, or third alcohol related incident or whatever. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome dude. And we talked about it, on the podcast, two podcasts. He's been on two of these. One we did at the Comedy Store and one we did just driving up, the coast. But
is he an operator or a SEAL?
No, he was a CB. Okay. He was a CB, but
a CB. Yeah.
The way they did it, there was like this strange green team thing. I forget what it was, but he was basically trained as an operator. You know what I mean? Because the way that they set it up is like, I forget the whole logistics. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about most of them. So
they can integrate a little bit more.
But the way he was trained with DevGrew was he was going through a lot of their training and shit as well. Or
you essentially just, in a sense, like you go, you can jump with them out. You can be a little bit more high speed and like forward of the line with them, depending on what your rate is and just depending on the job.
And him being a mechanic, he needed to be out there like all the time, you know? So with what they were doing, I guess, but, so that's fucking crazy. Good dude. You know, but you got DevGrew, you got all those other stuff.
Yeah.
LogSU here, LogSU there, LogSU everywhere. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah. No. So ended up coming back to LogSU. So I got here in, your battery's low. So got here in March and then like really didn't have to report until April. Cause I had to take 2 weeks of,
you keep going. I'm going to plug this in.
Okay. Yeah. Had to take 2 weeks of what is it with like COVID quarantine. You had to like self quarantine for 2 weeks, which honestly was pretty legit because then I got to like look for an apartment and find all that out. So I did that. And, honestly, the funny thing about that, I would say largely coming back out here, as soon as I was able to go back in the office, everybody was like, oh shit, Ralph, hey, you're back. Like, were you on deployment? So everybody just thought that I had been on deployment, unbeknownst to them that like I PCS'd, I permanently changed duty stations. But yeah, so people thought I was on deployment. So it was basically like, it was the most literal sense of a turn and burn. People didn't even know that I was gone.
Yeah, and it's fine too, because like, well, you were only in Romania, a year, right?
Yeah, so it was 13 months.
So yeah, so it had been like a long ass deployment with the way everybody else is deploying anyway.
Yeah.
They were gone too. And it's like, holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah, you can 100% be, you can never meet people that are in your command just because of different rotations, because there's enough SEAL teams and, you know.
Plus you got like 1, 3, 5.
Seven.
Yeah. 9. You know, so you got all these, you know, oh, I always love the fucking fake SEAL people. You know, like the people that pretend like they were SEALs, or, you know, they talk about what they, it's like, oh yeah, what team were you in? And then they give you some number and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, East and West Coast are odd and evens. And that's basically how you can tell if somebody's full of shit. All the odd numbers are out here. You know, if you take the United States and you go 1, two, three, four, five, six, blah, blah, blah. That's basically, this is all the odd numbers are out here. Yeah. So when people are like, I was in SEAL Team 5 out of Little Creek, Virginia. I'm like, well, yeah, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, you were, bud. Yeah, no, that's, I haven't ran into that too much, but I'd also say, like,
I run into it like a lot because like the veteran outreach bullshit I do, you know what I mean? So it's just like, yeah. And I remember, like, I was on Venice Beach not too long ago, and this cat was walking with one of the mini fucking Budweisers, the mini pins,
fuck out,
like on his t-shirt, like not his t-shirt, but it was like a long sleeve shirt. And I'm like, oh, cool, man. What, your team guy? He's like, yeah, the SEAL. I was like, well, what class were you in? You know? And I'm like, and I'm always like throwing the disclaimer out, like, hey, I talk about SEALs, and I'm always like, I was a CB, not a SEAL. Those guys are the rock star. We're the roadie. That's my running joke.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I don't want Don Shipley fucking coming after my ass one day. Hey, you thought you were a Navy SEAL? Oh, yeah. Senior Chief SEAL. You know, that's Don Shipley. You know, don't need that coming down on the podcast. But yeah, fucking. So now we're here. We're you're making first class.
Now
you're
we're
at
here.
NSW.
Yeah, eight tests later. so I made second right before I left for Roto, which was November. It was November 2014.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just fucking pounding my head into the wall, like trying to make first. Which it turns out the secret was studying. Who'da thunk? Right?
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, like Romania, desolate, nothing to do. One thing that I legitimately did do, because like I have no time, or I have nothing but time, like, okay, I'm going to legitimately read, not read every single bib, but I'm going to read every single chapter and answer every single question.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take notes. And like, that's what I did. I only took, basically by doing that, I took the test three times, and honestly, if I would have had P&A points the first time I took it in Romania, I would have made it because I missed it by like, I think it was 0.2.
For those that don't know, P&A is like pass and not advance. It's like points that you get from taking a previous exam, and that coming in, that adds into the final multiple, because there's a lot of factors that come into the promotion from E4, 5, and 6. Well, now 5 and 6, because 4 is like... There's a command, pretty much command sponsored, you know, eval type bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. So because of actually studying, because of learning the good study habits in Romania, of like actually taking the time to really try and study for the test, this last time, and I've taken the test fucking eight times. So every time you take a test, they always ask like, how do you think you did? And I've taken it eight times at this point for going on. I've been in E5 for 7 years. It's like, man, I don't know. I took it. I felt like the same that I did the other times. Like there was stuff I knew. There was stuff I didn't know. I did feel good about this last one, but not like anything in particular. And like, you know, you just like a stoic mentality of like, man, if we make it, we make it. If we don't, we don't. Not right. Freaking worried about it. Like, my time will come. And if it doesn't, then I'll get out and move on with my life. That's, you know, it's okay.
That's how it works, man.
Yeah.
And the good thing is you did it, you know, and then,
oh yeah. Yeah. Thankfully a lot do also because I left LogSU with an EP,
which is an early promote, ladies and gentlemen,
yep, an early promote, and then went to Romania, and a little controversial, but left Romania prior to being ranked so I could leave with an EP as well, but also going off the coattails of the previous one to bump up my PMA points, my average. And honestly, that was probably the reason I made it. Like I did score well on this last test. I think I was somewhere in the 90 some odd percentile, but with the way that advancement is right now for the CBs, for any CBE6, like I think SW was the highest rate, or was the highest percentage this last time with quotas.
Because we've been locked up for so goddamn long, you know.
I mean, all of them are, but it was the highest percentage, and it was only at 9%, but that's also factoring in, and it's the way that the system does it, but when they include their percentages, they include what they now call MAPS or CAPS.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which are just meritorious advancement.
So like, for those that are kind of been out for a while, the Navy went to, Cap Reap is a recruiter. Cap is a command, basically advancement program. Now it's, you know, what, military advancement program?
Military, I don't know what, meritorious.
Meritorious. There you go.
Yeah.
So before, they had X amount, and you can only have X amount of commands, could only promote so many people. Now there's a lot more people your command can specifically say, yeah. It's kind of it's kind of a mix of what they were talking about when I came in the 90s. They're saying, oh, commands should dictate who, like, how many people should advance. And they were going to make it like that around the board, and it kept getting voted no, but people kept wanting to fight for it. So now it's a good mix of both. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you have it. In some places, cool. Yeah. In other places, is it a fucking political clusterfuck? Yeah, you're going to get that. But
it's an ebb and flow thing. Like, things are always going to change. And, you know, and nothing against people that do end up making it that way. But I can say one cool thing in the aspect of, like, my entire career so far, I've literally not been advanced any rank purely based off of, like, just being like, hey, you're that guy that we want to do. E1 to E3 was all literally doing the amount of time. E4 was by the test. E5 was by the test. And E6 was by the test too. So, like, it's all been on the merit of doing the time and putting in the work to study, which is kind of nice. Again, nothing against people that, like, do get picked up, because, man, at the end of the day, so you can be in the Navy for 16 years as an E5, before they tell you it's your time to go. And if that was the case, and, like, somebody said, hey, we're going to put you in for a map package to be meritoriously advanced, God, I would take that in a freaking heartbeat. You know, 'cause at the end of the day, like, you gotta play the game to stay in, if you want to, you know, if you want to make it to the end and retire and pull pension and all that stuff. So yeah, it was definitely a little surreal to have my LPO over at what I'm now currently attached to, SEAL Team 5, to give me a call and say, hey, you need to be at such and such place by 9:30 because they need you there. Knowing that was also the day that, like, the test results came out for the triad. And at that point, it was kind of like, I can read between the lines. I could add two and two together. You know, why are they calling me over to some random building to, like, go talk with a bunch of people? I know it's about to probably come down. That or I'm, like, going to Captain's Mass for, you know, some unbeknownst reason.
Who's Mark? It's like somebody wrote, sup, Mark? Who's Mark? No
Mark here. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Who the fuck Mark is? Nobody knows. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening on the podcast, we are going through one of my recruits, Josh Heights. Good dude. He's a nuke. Also a goalie.
Okay.
He plays hockey. He's like, you should have seen him recruit me. And then Gene Schaefer, love that dude. We were in five together. A lot of silly remarks. Hey, brother. Derek Patterson. We know him well.
We know that guy.
He's a good dude. We used to go like get ramen and go jersey shopping in Okinawa. He's my boy.
You know, they got a Coco's out here. I haven't hit it up yet.
Coco's?
Yeah.
That motherfucker loved Coco's. We'd go there for...
They got one up here now in North San Diego.
Oh, hell yeah. We got to hit that. Sit in the pit for 12 hours in the rain and stare at the tree in CBR gear.
Thankfully, like, all my FTXs, I did ECPs.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
So I was luckily most of the times in a Humvee, just kind of hanging out there and not notionally sleeping. Yeah.
Oh, dude was saying hi to somebody else that's watching, not necessarily somebody that's here.
Oh,
he was saying, hey, what's up, Mark Kelly? Okay, now I get the whole, like, what's up with Mark?
Gotcha.
Anybody got any questions, concerns? What's up? Want to know about some SEAL shit, some CB stuff?
Yeah.
What's up? Go ahead. Because if not, we're going to go eat food and look at... Nope. Nobody's
no.
Whose place are y'all at? Well, I'm at his house.
Yeah. So this is my apartment in San Diego. It's downtown and one of the high rises. Wanted to try it out.
Yeah. It's crazy too, because, like, what floor we're on, like, what, 19th floor or 14th?
So this is the 14th floor.
And there's, like, 30 something.
This goes up to like 40 or 45. That's the two tallest buildings in San Diego. They won't let you go any higher because of plane restrictions or something like that.
So it's
cool, but I'll tell you what, it's not cool at freaking 5 o'clock in the afternoon when everybody gets off work and there's four fucking elevators.
Oh, I bet.
It's not so cool.
Where you at? Josh Heights. Josh Heights, good kid. Like I said, Nuke, hockey goalie. I think that's it. I think we're good.
Yeah. Feel like we hit it.
I think we did. Yeah, I think we did good. I think what it is, I'm getting old, cranky, and tired, and hungry.
And
Marty Engling's like, dude, the gray hair is awesome. And the funny thing is like with the way the light's sitting on it, my hair looks completely like bright gray.
Yeah.
You know, you can't see in the brown in the front at all. I've yet to make it to the West Coast, being a Nuke plants you in certain places. Well, yeah, but what is the certain place that you are? Grub time. Yeah, it's grub time. Where the fuck are you? I asked four times. All right. Well, apparently, it's a secret. Secret, top secret.
Yeah, yeah, it's super, super secret where the SEAL teams are.
There we go. No shit, East Coast. Duh. Well, yeah. Like, that's pretty fucking vague.
We're in Bahrain.
Okay, Virginia. Thank you. Thank you. It didn't take that long. In my way to Charleston. In your way to Charleston or on your way? I don't know. Well, here's the cool thing. I will definitely be out there on the East Coast. Joel Morello. Do you know him at all? Joel Morello?
That name's familiar.
Good dude. Retired Master Chief. He has veteran built homes. He does a thing. Where they build houses and they do like all kinds of other side projects. I guess they're working in the Pentagon, they're working all this other stuff. And,
oh shit.
Yeah, man, it's pretty crazy. And they're trying to recruit Seabees when they're on their way out, you know. And also, he asked me to come do a podcast with him. I'm fucking stoked to fly out there, shoot shit with Joe. And then also, they utilize the Veteran Skill Bridge program, which I'm not very familiar with, but I need to learn more about that.
It's a fucking great system.
Really? So tell me a little bit about it.
So this is me living vicariously through. So one of a good buddy of mine, he just got out. He was a UTC, Tom Walton. So he just got out maybe like a couple months ago. Basically now about a year out, before you get out, they have what's called a skill bridge class. So like, let's say you're SW1 and you're getting out in freaking December of 22 or whatever. Hey, assuming like you have your time in leave, and I don't know exactly how it works, but like we, the Navy, will let you go X amount of time early so you can go out. And
from my understanding, it's 6 months, right? TAD, 6 months?
6 months, a year.
I don't exactly know.
And like with COVID, maybe it made it a little bit different. But, and it also probably, your command lets it, like LOGSU is a command that like they fucking care about their people.
Right.
They're going to let you get as much time to get out and market yourself. But either way, you get out a certain amount of time beforehand. And you get out only with the understanding that like, you're going to do an internship and I'm pretty sure it's only an internship. I don't think.
Yeah, because that's what he's hiring CBs to like put them on the job, you know, and that way you're fucking in. So like from my understanding, you know, just what I was told hours ago, literally hours before I got here is when I found out about how well this works. It's like up to 6 months. You're basically TAD'd, so you work for a company and you're like an apprentice, you know, doing that kind of shit, like an intern, apprentice, that kind of same stuff.
Yeah, they don't necessarily have to hire you, but you intern somewhere to get real world experience, if you will, and then assuming that everything goes good and the stars align, like hey, your time in the Navy's done, you transition to that job,
right?
You know, or maybe the people that you were interning with find somebody that suits you better. But yeah, essentially just to, hey, you're not out one day, like one day you're in, one day you're out. Good luck. It's a transitional program.
This is a whole big, good conversation for another time that we'll have to have. Because there's so many people get fucked when they, you know, they get out and they don't, cause there's a lot that goes into knowing there's a lot that goes into like your, what's it called now? GTAP.
Yeah.
TAPS class, GTAP, whatever. There's like all this information and most people don't know, like they don't know, understand benefits. They don't understand what your family is qualified for. And they'll say, yeah, search for this information. It's like, but it's not readily available and they need to make that readily available.
It's like searching for a paragraph in a fucking novel. The amount of information.
Oh, looks like my phone died. So, oh, that's okay. Waiting for, oh, so there we're done on there. Well, no more live podcast.
That's how that goes.
Anyway, I guess we should just wrap this up anyway and go get some fucking food. Right? Sound good?
Yep.
All right. Anything food. Else you want to add?
No.
Okay. We'll do this again.
Yep.
Right? All right. So we'll sign it off. So for all those I follow, thanks for making me a better leader. For all those I've led, thanks for making me a better person. Keep your chin up. Never let the bastards get you down. Fuck the bozos. And never, ever, ever, ever forget Obi loves you. And we're out. Bye. Yeah.